With me, there's a, they call it Easter on Parade. It's like a block party one street over where everyone puts on their best seersucker and walks around and drinks, and like people throw parties on their porches with bands and stuff.
Well,
there's
that's
awesome.
That.
So I'm going to that after this, so I'm with you
Where is
guys.
that? I'm
Richmond, Virginia, come on down, Monument Avenue.
Yeah, that's not a very, I mean, that's a quick drive, really.
Where are you guys?
We're in Texas.
Okay, yeah, that's not close at all.
It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off. That's right, you have downloaded Season 2, Episode 16 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. My name is Brent. I will be your host today. I am joined here by the best co-host in the world, Aaron. Aaron, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Brent, but I bet not as good as you are.
I am doing fantastically this morning. Not to mention, it is a glorious 75-degree and sunny day out here today. But I just spent last night watching the Blues eliminate the Winnipeg Jets, and I'm mildly surprised that I have a voice to record this podcast here this morning, because I did a considerable amount of yelling last night, and thankfully it was gleeful yelling. That was one of the more fun games I've been to in a long time. We are joined here by brothers Josh and Chris Johnson, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you. Josh, why don't you go first?
Hi guys, I'm Josh, 25, with live in Houston. I guess I'm a stay-at-home dad for now, or game
cool.
employed, as whatever you want to call it.
That's not so cool.
No, yeah, no, I prefer the first one, and you know, I have an 8-month-old, so he's sleeping, so he will wake up at some point and not be too loud, hopefully. But in terms of sports, I don't do any of that hockey stuff. I don't understand what the Jets and the Blues are. So, yeah, basketball, football, baseball, the main three. Because in Texas, we don't really have cold. So, no ice, you know. So,
all righty. And Chris, if you could introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Yeah, my name's Chris. I'm 28. I live in Dallas. Josh is my brother. So, he's gotten me into the podcast. It's been great. I work at a church with mainly middle schoolers, so I would say that I always beat them in any kind of trivia. So this is going to be really different today. also, my jokes might be at a middle school level.
You'll fit right in.
Good. I'm pretty confident about that. In terms of sports, baseball is definitely my favorite. I am a huge Braves fan. Been so since I was little. Also, really like the Saints, and like JJ, hockey is a little foreign to me, so I'm hoping to get a lot of hockey questions.
You guys are aware there's a hockey team in Dallas, right?
Oh, I know. Okay. I found out like this year, because I want to be new to Dallas. So now that they're in the playoffs, everyone's really big Stars fans.
I'm sure. Well, you guys have a great little center named Matt, or winger named Matt Zuccarello. Take good care of him for me.
Okay.
We miss him in New York. Cool, thanks.
Is there going to be an answer to the question? Because I might just write that down. How do you spell that?
I have no idea. I've got a shirt with his name on it. Oh.
That's like one more hockey player than I know. So
there you go. And now that we know our contestants, let's get to know the rules. Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there. Chris, you are on the screen to my left. That's the bitch logic I'm going to use today. I'm going to give you the chance to call the coin flip heads or tails.
Tails.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
It landed on heads.
Heads it is. So, Josh, you have won the coin toss. You have the option in the first period, after hearing the category names, to either play them or defer to the second period. And whoever's trailing will get to select first in the third period. Your categories in the first period are incoherent screeching, I love you, bro, or I'm super Aww. Hip online.
I'm going to defer.
Defer. So, Chris, you have your selection of those 3 categories.
I'm definitely going with the hip online. because I am.
I'm so. Super hip online. These are five questions about sports involving a net. That's Ryan Clefcorn Myers, Ryan at sportstriviafaceoff.com. Number one, in which sports would you find a position called the libero, which was introduced in 1998 and made its NCAA debut in 2002?
I'm going to say volleyball.
Volleyball is correct for 10 points.
I heard that pen click.
What? No. Oh, maybe. Maybe. No? Maybe it was the baby.
Yeah. The libero.
Does your baby click?
He's actually typing on the keyboard, Googling. It's illegal, right? So minus 10, right? Another one.
That's right. The libero must wear a different colored jersey and cannot block or attack the ball if it's above net height. So they're basically specialized defenders. I learned something today. Number two, what premier international tournament takes place every year between the best men's tennis players of each country and has been described as the World Cup of tennis?
Is that Wimbledon?
That is not Wimbledon, Josh.
Tennis is not fantastic either. It's the U.S. Open.
Is that golf?
No, is it? That's tennis, right?
It's both, actually.
Okay.
So it's actually a pretty good guess. Unfortunately, it's not correct. No points awarded. The answer is the Davis Cup.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you know you've heard of at some points in time. The U.S. has won it the most times with 32 victories, but Croatia is the defending champion. Number three, on what surface is the game of headies played?
I don't know what headies is. It kind of sounds like a sport where they just hit things with their head. I'm going to say sand.
Sand is incorrect. Josh?
Ooh. I was thinking like volleyball with the head. That's what I was kind of thinking. I don't know. Let's say grass.
Grass is also incorrect. The answer is a table tennis table. Where they use their heads to hit a soccer ball back and forth on a table tennis table and play ping pong that way.
I was right, but okay, that makes sense.
It was invented in 2006 by a student in Germany. The football pitch was occupied, but the table tennis table was available, so they started playing with their heads. By 2016, there were international tournaments, world and European championships, 80,000 players estimated worldwide. It looks very
That
serious.
Seems to really be hard on the table tennis table.
Not what I thought you were going to end that sentence with.
I feel like there might be a lot of like whiplash, you know?
And just like low-grade head injuries. Yeah.
Concussion central.
Well, yeah, it's not like a CTS is a hot-button issue these days or anything.
I've never heard of it.
Number four, though most often made with rubber nowadays, what is the term for the ball at the weighted end of a shuttlecock?
A birdie.
Birdie is incorrect. Josh?
I don't know. I'm going to have to pass.
No guess. The answer is the cork. That was probably what they originally used to weight a shuttlecock as a cork.
Not actual birdies.
No.
You know, that would actually be cooler.
What?
It's really hard to hit. It keeps flying away. Yeah. It doesn't.
Live birdies, that would be just sticking on a pigeon and trying to whack that sucker with a badminton net. Once again, the PETA people would be extremely mad at that joke.
A lot of hot button issues.
That's
today.
Right. Number five. There are nets in soccer and basketball, but they're not considered net sports. But what British investment bank sponsored the Premier League from 2001 to 2016 and is the namesake of the arena where the Brooklyn Nets play their home games?
Chase.
Chase is incorrect. Josh?
Is it Barclays?
It is Barclays.
Oh.
For a 5-point rebound. Well done.
Regrettably, no relation, but I know if someone is going to be my friend, if they ask me how to spell my last name and I say, oh, it's like the Premier League or it's like the arena in Brooklyn. And if they know what I'm talking about, we're cool.
So it doesn't have the S on it.
I can't be your friend? No.
Yeah, apparently not. Sorry, dude.
Man,
I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
So, Josh, we are to your selection in the first period. You can choose between Incoherent Screeching or I Love You, Bro.
You know, I already hear too much Incoherent Screeching at home, so I'm going to go with I Love You, Bro.
I Love You, Bro. And this is appropriate for a brother against brother competition here. These are five questions about sports bromances.
Oh,
yeah.
Number one, Boban Marjanovic and Tobias Harris are affectionately referred to as Bobby and Toby by fans of what NBA team for which the duo plays?
The Clippers.
Clippers is incorrect. Chris?
The Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies is also incorrect. No points. The answer is the Philadelphia 76ers.
Dang it.
Number two, in 2018, Texas Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrus made a heartfelt post on Instagram saying, I'm so blessed to play for the last 8 years next to not only the best third baseman this game has seen, but my brother. To what not actual brother was Andrus bidding a professional farewell?
That's Beltre.
Beltre is correct for 10 points. Well done.
I love watching them together. It was
Yeah, they were great.
Number three. Derek Brassard and the aforementioned Matt Zuccarello were the NHL's greatest bromance. They led their team to a Stanley Cup Finals this last decade, but tragically, in July 2017, Brassard was traded to Ottawa and the duo had to play against each other in the playoffs. What team did they play for from 2012 to 2016?
Oh, I'm NHL. I'm going to have to challenge.
Chris, you have been challenged.
The Penguins.
Are you serious?
No. Penguins is incorrect. You have also drawn Aaron's ire.
I'm sitting here staring at my phone, trying so hard to keep the straight face because we were literally talking about Matt Zuccarello and how we, my team, traded him six weeks ago. Rangers, guys, you're killing me. Jesus.
Yeah. I'll take my points and run away.
10 points. The answer, in case you haven't just figured that out, is the New York Rangers.
Yeah. I was so worried. I was like, oh, man, I gave him the answer already because we were talking about Zuccarello. Okay. Well, fine. No one was-
Honestly, just go in one ear and out the other. I'm still working on it.
You didn't bring me lunch. You don't listen. When I talk about sports, you don't care. But you guys are like.
Your lunch is on the way.
Okay.
You never call. You never write. Number and you never write Orange Cat either.
Yeah, Orange number, Cat's like, hey man, I want to get on this.
Number four. Tiger Woods had a noted bromance with what highly paid tennis star, though the tennis player claims they've lost touch since Tiger changed his phone number amidst his cheating and addiction problems.
Andy Murray.
Andy Murray is incorrect. Chris?
Andre Agassi.
Both good guesses, both incorrect. The answer is Roger Federer.
The other one.
Yeah.
Yep. You were all around it. And number five, Aaron Rodgers bet a year's salary that what fellow Wisconsin athlete and friend was PED free? Rodgers lost the bet when his friend lost 65 games in the 2013 season due to his doping.
Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun is correct for 10 points. As I remember correctly, wasn't there a big deal that didn't he kind of protest rather loudly that he was using PEDs and then he ended up getting caught with it? I realize that was six years ago.
Yeah. Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Yep. After the first period, Josh has a 35-10 lead over Chris going into the first intermission question. The first intermission question is, name the currently highest ranked international teams in the following sports. Men's soccer, women's basketball, test cricket, and men's ice hockey. Looking for the top ranked country in international teams of those sports. While these guys think about that, have a listen to one of our promos, please.
Please.
Please. And then follow its directions. Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia. These guys are back relatively quickly with their answers in this question. Number one, Josh, I'm going to start with you. Who is the top-ranked country in men's soccer?
I put England.
And Chris?
I said Portugal.
No points awarded. The answer is Belgium. Number two, women's basketball. Chris?
I put the United States.
And Josh?
I too put the US of A.
And both of you are correct. It is the United States of America. 5 points to each of you. Number three, Josh, test cricket.
I guessed India.
And Chris?
I also guessed India.
India is the correct answer. They love their cricket there. That's 5 points apiece. And the fourth one, Chris, men's ice hockey.
I put Canada.
And Josh?
That's the only sport they play, right, is ice hockey. I put Canada.
Canada is correct, A, for 5 points apiece. Mm-hmm. 15 points to each of you in the first intermission question. Josh, you have 50 points. Chris, you have 25 points. That completes my duties here for a short time, and I hand it over to Aaron.
Just want to say to all the curling and CFL fans out there, the Sports Trivia Podcast does not endorse the opinions expressed by our guests.
or the lacrosse players. That's their national summer sport.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Do you actually have summer in Canada?
Yeah, I do now, thanks to global warming.
It's a Wednesday.
I was actually watching Penn State Johns Hopkins playing lacrosse, the bar I had breakfast at.
Oh, that's right. It's getting close to that because their championship's usually on Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josh. You can pick from the following categories. Category one, will Brent's jokes finally be well received? Two, Aaron is quite a catch, winky face. Three, Ryan is always a center of attention. Which one would you like?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Brent's jokes landing.
All right. These are five questions about receivers in football.
Okay.
Well received receivers. Okay. Number one, Cowboys fans always like to act like what dude was amazing, even though he only had one 10-touchdown season during his entire career with the team. This career lasted from 1988 to
1999. Lucky Johnson.
Nope. Chris, do you know?
I have to pass.
Okay, the correct answer is Michael Irvin.
Really?
Apparently, yes. Number two, Mike Evans is the current star receiver for what NFC team? Josh, back to you.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
That is correct for 10 points. Come on. Number three, what former Pittsburgh Steeler was on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports for George W. Bush from 2002 to 2005?
Santonio Holmes?
That is incorrect. Chris, got a guess?
Lynn Swan.
Indeed it is for 5 points.
Good rebound.
Yeah, thanks. Nice. You knew that immediately. I heard, it was probably on a radio lab somewhere, about how the whole President's Council on Physical Fitness was like a response to the Cold War.
What?
Yeah, and I don't remember enough to give details. That sounded like an idiot if someone listening knows the whole story, but I'm going to look it up if I remember. And we'll share on the Facebook page. Because I remember it was like those red commies don't exercise. Good American boys and girls exercise because the president says it was something like super propaganda-y like that. Number four. Who was the first player elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame who spent most of his career in the AFL? Though he ended his career with Dallas, he had a prolific career with the San Diego Chargers throughout the 60s.
60s. Yeah, I have no idea. We'll go with Smith. Mr.
Lucky Smith. No luck for you on that one either. Chris, do you know?
It was a little bit before my time. Gonna have to say Jones.
Nope, I don't think you're gonna get this with a lucky last name. It was Lance Allworth.
You mean you've never heard of a Lucky Allworth?
It's gonna be a thing now.
Yeah.
Five, the 2018 Biletnikoff Award for Best Collegiate Receiver went with Jerry Jeudy, J-E-U-D-Y, from what university?
Michigan.
Michigan is incorrect. Chris?
I'm going to guess Clemson.
Also incorrect. We were looking for Alabama.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, it is to you. Your choices are Aaron is quite a catch, winky face, and Ryan is always the center of attention.
I'm definitely going to go, since you and I have been clicking so well, I'm going to go with Aaron.
Put pen down. I hear the word click and I get twitchy.
I meant to do that.
Good work. I appreciate the callback. I wasn't sure which one of you was talking, so I didn't know who was making the joke. I really need a better setup. Anyway, your category is five questions about catchers in baseball. Number one, what longtime Texas Rangers catcher earned his famous nickname from his short and stocky build?
Ivan Rodriguez.
That is correct. Do you know what his nickname was?
Pudge.
Yeah, they called him Pudge.
That's what I called Joshua a lot when he was little.
Savage.
We called when my oldest daughter was a toddler, we called her that too when she wasn't old enough to realize that it probably wasn't the best thing that we should have been calling her.
All right, number two, who waived his home run fair in the bottom of the 12th inning of game 6 of the 1975 World Series to extend the series to a 7th game in which his team would ultimately lose?
Carl Yastrzemski.
That is incorrect. Josh?
Lucky Allsworth?
He's one of those rare two-sport athletes. No, the answer is Carlton Fisk. Yeah, the Reds eventually defeated Fisk's Red Sox 4-3 on a run scored in the top of the 9th of Game 7 that year.
If you've ever seen the famous clip of the Red Sox guy bouncing and going like this.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Carlton Fisk.
Okay. Three. What 2015 World Series MVP for the Kansas City Royals has appeared in every All-Star game since 2013 and suffered an injury to his elbow in spring training this year and would miss the entire season for his Tommy John surgery?
Is that Salvador Perez?
It sure is. Good job. Four. Released for the Nintendo 64 in 1998, what catcher had his own namesake video game called Player's Names Strike Zone?
Mike Piazza.
Indeed it was.
Nice.
And number five. What catcher is one of only three people to have appeared in the Little League World Series, College World Series, and Major League Baseball World Series?
Joe Mauer.
That is incorrect. Josh?
Buster Posey.
That is also incorrect. We were looking for Jason Veritek.
Oh, wow.
Who, I was reminded, also punched A-Rod in the face and became everyone's hero.
Yes.
That's awesome.
All right, after the second period, we have a dead heat, 62-60. Gentlemen, I'm going to give you a category. You're going to give me the six things that fit the category. Jim Thome played for six teams in Major League Baseball. Name as many of them as you can. So write down six teams. We will give you points for the ones you get correct. And while they are naming baseball teams, you can listen to this thing that may be about baseball, but probably isn't.
But could be.
Could be.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Please support the STFO so that Aaron can afford more alcohol and we can have there even more entertaining promos.
Yeah. High-end tequila is not cheap. this girl's not drinking rot gut. So we're going to start with Josh, because your name is first on my spreadsheet. Tell me what six teams you wrote down.
I wrote all baseball teams. I got the White Sox, the Angels, Brewers, Blue Jays, Royals, and Padres.
Okay. And Chris?
I kind of stayed with the AL teams because I wasn't super familiar with them. So I went White Sox, Angels, Red Sox, Indians, Blue Jays, and Rangers.
Okay. The correct answer is he played for the Cleveland Indians from 1991 to 2002 and 2011. the Philadelphia Phillies from 03 to 05 in 2012, the Chicago White Sox from 06 to 09, the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2009, the Minnesota Twins in 10 and 11, and the Baltimore Orioles in 2012. After the second intermission, Josh has 65, Chris has 70. Tight game, very exciting. Third period, back to Brent.
Isn't this like our fourth or fifth straight tight game that we've had here?
I think so, yeah.
This has been a good run here. So, Josh, you have the position of choosing first in the third period. Your categories are Michelangelo, but it's not about art, Martina McBride, Susan Sarandon, and special sports trivia, or if you know Ryan, you know this had to be a category eventually.
Crap. I don't like any of those. Can I, can we go back to the one we didn't do last time? Shoot. Let's do the Ryan one. I don't know Ryan that well. So
this is going to make no sense.
Yes. If you know Ryan, you know, this had to be a category. Eventually, these are five questions about butts in sports.
Oh gosh. I'm glad I don't know Ryan then.
Oh, Ryan, God love you. Number one, what beefy bicep golfer won the U.S. Open and PGA Championship in 2018 and probably has Aaron drooling right now over the thought of his butt?
It's a really nice butt.
Is that, I want to first name Rory. Is it McIlroy?
Rory McIlroy is incorrect. Chris?
Is it Koepka?
It is Brooks Koepka for there a 5-point rebound.
That man works out.
Damn it.
I do know that he also, I've heard from multiple people that he has a nice butt. So he was the first answer I was going to go with in any question.
Works for me. In 2007, Johns Hopkins newsletter editor Mary Doman wrote an article about what action, which a freshman tennis player told her can mean anything from nice job, you'll get them next time, hi, how you doing, or how's that essay coming along?
I'm going to go with a butt slap.
The athletic butt slap is correct for 10 points. He also said it can mean, wow, your butt's pretty muscly today. You've been working out. Key and P also had a sketch where a baseball player had to deal with his addiction to slapping butts. Number three, in March, Kieran Tripper missed a couple of games for which Big Six English Premier League team with a gluteal strain while they faced Borussia Dortmund and Southampton?
Yeah, soccer. we're just going to challenge. I don't think Chris knows any soccer teams. So.
Chris, you have been challenged.
Arsenal.
Arsenal's an excellent guess, but incorrect. Josh keeps his 10 points. The answer is Tottenham Hotspur. Mm. Who did me no favors yesterday by losing to Man City. Brian, that's a shout out to you. It's your fault. My cousin Brian's a big Tottenham Hotspur fan, and I needed them to win. But he took me to the hockey game last night, so I'm more than ahead on that deal.
So a lot of conflicting emotions going on.
I'm in a glass case of emotion. Number four, speaking of booty, what former All-Star recently got engaged to Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, pop culture is also not my thing. J-Lo, was that A-Rod?
It was A-Rod.
Oh, yes.
And I'm told the ring is bleeping huge, which would make sense. He can afford it. Number five, at which stadium did Randy Moss famously fake moon the spectators?
Candlestick Park.
Candlestick Park is incorrect. Chris?
Was that at Dallas Stadium?
It was not. It was at Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Oh, wow.
He did that in 2005. Joe Buck called it a disgusting act, and most people think Joe Buck's broadcasting is a disgusting act. Well, there you go.
Joe Buck is awful.
So, Chris, we are to you. You have to choose between Michelangelo, but it's not about art, or Martina McBride, Susan Sarandon, and special sports trivia?
I'm going to go with Michelangelo and hope it's all about Ninja Turtles.
Michelangelo, but it's not about art. These are five questions about athletes named David. Number one. French actor, stuntman, and choreographer David Bell is credited as the founder of this athletic training discipline. It's defined as getting from one point to another in a complex environment without assistive equipment and in the fastest, most efficient way possible.
I'm going to say parkour.
Parkour is correct for 10 points. Well done. It always reminds me of that episode of The Office. Number two, who is the most recent person to coach a team to the NBA Finals and not be named Steve Kerr or Tyronn Lue?
I'm a challenge.
Josh, you've been challenged.
Is it Rick Carlisle?
It's not Rick Carlisle. You forgot the category was famous athletes named David. The answer is David Blatt. He coached the Cavaliers to the 2015 Finals where they lost to the Warriors the first time. So, Chris, you keep your 10 points.
Yep.
Well done. Good challenge.
Nope.
Number three to Chris. What keeper from Manchester United replaced Iker Casillas as the Spanish national team's netminder?
I'm going to go for the double challenge.
Going for the double challenge.
David Ruiz.
David Ruiz is incorrect. That's another successful challenge for Chris. The answer is David De Gea, whose Manchester United team got thumped by Everton today, and I am a happy guy for it. Number four, speaking of Manchester United, David Beckham is the current president of what MLS club?
The LA Galaxy.
LA Galaxy is incorrect. Josh?
Orlando FC.
Orlando's incorrect, but geographically close. It is Inter Miami. Number five. After his 10 RBI performance at the 2013 World Baseball Classic, what third baseman earned the nickname Captain America and was the only American to make the all-world team that year?
I'm going to say David Wright.
David Wright is correct for another 10 points. Going into the shootout, we have another close game. It is 95 for Josh. Chris has 115. He did well with the Davids. And we are going to listen to how the shootout works, and Aaron will take us out of that break. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
All right, gentlemen, you have three questions with numerical answers. Here you go. Number one, the number of goals Thierry Henry scored for France on the international level. Number two, the current age in years of tennis player Jimmy Connors. Number three, the career batting average for Tony Gwynn. And while they do some math with their non-clicky pens, here is something for you to listen to.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
And we are back, and we're going to talk some more about sports. Number one, the number of goals Thierry Henry scored for France on the international level. Josh, what did you say?
I know he's semi-good, or I know he is good. That's about all I know of him. So I said 310.
Okay, and Chris?
I knew he was really good, but I said 110. I figured that was, I don't know how much, I don't know what a really good score would be, so.
I don't know what a really good score would be. I know that Thierry Henry scored 51 goals in his international career. So you guys gave him a lot of credit.
Yeah, I gave him less credit, though.
It's true. So you pick up the win for that round of the shootout. Number two, the current age in years of tennis player Jimmy Connors. Chris, we'll start with you.
Jimmy Connors sounds like an older name, so I said 36. That'd be really impressive, and I figure it's an impressive age, either older or younger, so I went older.
Okay. Josh, your answer?
I said 24. have no idea cool. who he is.
Apparently, I'm going to go ahead and take personal exception with the implication that 36 is old.
Ah. I'm not even saying anything.
Basically dead. Jimmy Connors is 66.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
There you go. I believe he's not playing actively on the competition circuit anymore, okay, but tennis player is like president. You keep the title even if you aren't doing it anymore.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Apparently. So Chris was only off by 30 years, a paltry difference. Josh was off by 42, so Chris picks up the one for this one too. And number three, the career batting average for Tony Gwynn. Josh, what did you say?
I said what he said. I said 0.276.
Okay, and Chris?
I said he batted 312.
Okay. You guys got both came in a little low. The correct answer was 338. Wow. So Chris is off by 26, Josh by 62 with a sweep of the shootout and an additional 50 points that Chris picked up. He is our winner today with 165 to Josh's 95. But don't let that fool you. Short of not having any idea who Jimmy Connors was, you guys played a really great game.
Thank you.
This was absolutely. Fun. That was a fun game. That was close all the way up till the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Yes, that was a close game up until the shootout in our first brother against brother family feud matchup. Oh, I guess I can't say family feud. I guess that's copyrighted. Yeah. So
trademark infringement.
Inter-family contest here. Kind of thingy. There we go. That's contracted.
That's so much better.
Guys, starting with Josh, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I think I should study on more sports. I'm not going to tell Chris a good game because I'm a sore loser. So we are going bowling tonight, so I will whoop his ass and call it a good day.
Ah, there you go.
Thank you guys for having us. We really appreciate it. Taking time off on this Easter for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. And Chris?
Yeah, thank I can't wait for the Tournament of Champions later. but I'm really glad I scored a positive number. That was my biggest goal. Also, if I seem distracted at all, my wife was doing a puppet show the whole time. So I just want to thank you for that as well.
Was it a good puppet show?
She's the best. I've never seen her do a puppet show before. And it was really Oscar-worthy.
Excellent. Yeah. Alrighty, for Josh and Chris and Aaron, this is Brent. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer. I think I'm closer than that.
Yeah. Well, you're always welcome, all of you.
Cool. Of course, you know me. I'll take you up on that offer later this year.
I know.
And then you have to come out next season for a Blues Rangers game.
Fine. I watch my team get demolished. That'll be fun.
I could have said, and you can see our banner that we're going to hang, but no, that's putting way too many carts before horses.
Don't jinx it.